time she has missed a big chunk of this, very big chunk. Romans chapter 9 verse 5. It says the following. It says, thus are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all and forever, praised. Amen. That is serious. The God you worship. So do you understand when he's talking about the fathers? Step by step, the fathers that are supposed with their hearts to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. I'm going to find the children. So you can answer yourself, right? This is serious. Yes, very serious. It says in the book of Romans chapter 11, verse 28, it says the following. It says, as far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for our sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For the gift and his call are unimpeachable, irrevocable. So he's saying the patriarchs are so key, whether Israel falls or is hardened in their hearts, but owing to the relations that he had with their fathers, that gift and call on them is unimpeachable. Cannot be impeached. Irrevocable. The centrality of the fathers. I'm going to come to you. Just I'm building you, then I'm going to write what I stuck to. I'm right on you. Right? You will do what? I'm right on you. With this major message, how it touches you. Right? The book of Acts chapter 3, 13 says, hallelujah. Acts 3:13, if I read it to you, it says, did you read the scripture in King James? Which scripture is that I read? Romans 9:28. I don't know the slumber going on there.
As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for their father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
Thank you. Without repentance. So this is serious. He's saying the gift and call of God without repentance. I can give you an example of one standing here who say, today you are sinned and your guilt has been taken away eternally. So it can strike any nation with earthquake. Or with corona. God is not a joke. He's not a human being. Man. Not at all. He doesn't know anybody else. He only knows Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that lineage, salvation, and whoever comes on it. If you don't come, in Shauriako. Have you ever heard the word Shauriako? They call Shauriako market somewhere, isn't it? Acts chapter 3:13. It says the following. It says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. The God of our fathers. You're beginning to understand who the fathers are?
Yes.
Because here is now talking about generational. Are we still together? The previous generation. He's moving slowly, he's touching Abraham and so forth. But I'm coming to you. There is already hinting onto a previous generation that carried it successfully. Did not pour it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, you will understand the gravity of this ministry as we move on. You will know that you cannot contest. Because he said, must succeed. This mission must be successful. Lest he does what? Destroy the entire earth. Total. In other words, lest he come find Judea and Jerusalem unconverted, or lest he come find the Gentile nations unconverted, he strike them big, bad. See you? Hallelujah. It's saying Acts chapter 7, verse 2. Stephen over there. Are we together today? He's saying, to this he replied, these are people who want to stone him. Can I put it better? They want to kill him. Can I put it in a better language? I'm looking at you, my son, very senior OCPD or police. Eh? Can I put it in your own language? They want to commit a homicide. They want to assassinate, they want to murder him. They are the ones he's talking to like this. Let's listen how he talks to them. He tells them, to this he replied, brothers and fathers. Aye. He still honored them. He gave them their place. These are the fathers. They want to assassinate him, to commit a homicide, commit a murder, assassination on him. But he still said, brothers and fathers. These are the fathers, my Lord. So you're beginning to slowly understand that the fathers is gravitating to Israel. So if he's saying to come, hey, Maj, we're ready. I could say, dear, Ujama. Let me ask you now directly. Nikupatia nini? What can I give you to stop this kind of thing? Because we're even fasting, dry fast. We're not drinking water at all. He's saying, it is now moving to Israel. They are the fathers. Hi. The fathers. Can I take it a notch higher? Step by step. We don't even have much time. And he says, Acts 22, verse 1. Disrupt me. 22 verse 1 he says. He said to them in Aramaic, brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. That is Paul. Brothers and fathers. Are you beginning to know who the fathers are? So are you beginning to understand the mission? The anointing to connect the New Testament church to the Old Testament. You know very well. Look at this now. You know very well that God never blesses two programs at the same time. When he's dealing in the 69 weeks, the Old Testament is only dealing with Israel. So when you're saying to connect the New Testament church to the Old Testament, you're essentially saying to connect the present day church to Israel. Because Israel is now able to see the God of Israel come in the cloud. The deeds of the God of Israel, healing wells, raising cripples, Mount Carmel visitation. No wonder the president of the Jewish Federation recently came to have lunch with me in Rio de Janeiro. No wonder the rabbis come. No wonder they now come. You can see the statement God is making. I waited for 20 years to reveal this to you. And I thought today was right time. I don't know why doctors, because the bishops are going to cut my neck. They're going to put it on the sword. Because they say, how? Who should be released to? Is it doctors? Or the priesthood? For some reason, it has turned out to be doctors and medical practitioners, right? You say they have the radio, right? Is that what the doctors say? The bishops have the radio, right? Dr. Ambuko has said it there from MTRH, right? Hi. He's saying that now you can see clearly when he says that anointing to command heaven to open, to bring the cloud, raise cripples, strike nations, to bring the Old Testament God to the New Testament church. That to bring the New Testament church into, or to bring the Old Testament God into the New Testament, is essentially to connect the hearts of Israel to the church. Otherwise, he would strike the earth. And to connect the hearts of the church to Israel. And now beginning to understand the mission. It is not here and now. Ya ukabila ya Kenya. No, 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 please, no. No, please, no tribalism on this. Not at all, please. Is it yours? No. Are you beginning to understand now? This is serious. This is very serious now. I want to go deeper now. And it finishes in the book of Acts 28:25. We read already? 28:25. I need to move because I am really late. There's so much ahead of us here. To now open up the mission itself. But we are beginning to understand, right? It is meant to connect the church to Israel. And Israel to the church. Serious mission beyond the borders of this country. Why? Why is there such a connection? Can I ask you a question? Let's just stop right here before we read the definition of children. Why is there? You now know the children are the Christians, right? The church, eh? The Gentile church. We're going to come to that. Even different levels. I'll break it for you, different level too. I'll come into the Gentile church and break another card for you. But focus on this now. Why is it important to connect the hearts of the present day church to the heart of Israel? And the heart of Israel to the present day church. Can I start with Israel as the fathers? Okay. It is well said in that speech, right? That the... Okay, don't worry, it has gone up, tripped. It is... Kenya na mambo yake. The whole world is tuned in. It is very clear, it's well said in that speech, that Jesus came as a Jewish Messiah. So your God is Jewish. And that is incontestable and debatable. That is called God's sovereign choice. It's not up for discussion. Number two, the disciples who are called the apostles later, the disciples were Jewish. Are we beginning to work together now? That means the first church was Jewish. The Bible was written by Jews. The Bible is a Jewish book. Uh-huh. You now tell me where anti-Semitism can come in. Where? The God is a Jewish God. The first church that faithfully transmitted it. I don't want to go there first. Can you just allow me to go do this? The first church is Jewish. The God is a Jewish God. The Bible is a Jewish book. And then the values we treasure in Christianity, salvation, are Jewish values that they picked from the Lord and brought to the Gentiles. Look at me. Look at me now. Look at me. He says, they came out. Do you remember at first it was very difficult for them to understand? To understand that even the Gentiles are part of the kingdom. Which was difficult. You read the narrative, I don't have time, I prepared to read, of Acts chapter 10. When Peter is called to go to Cornelius, right? And he says that, they don't say, no, you know, I'm not even supposed to enter here. And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit falls there. Why? Because the Pentecost was Jewish. It fell on the Jewish church. My Lord. The God, the Messiah is a Jewish Messiah. The salvation came from the Jews. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ethnic Jews. The seed of Abraham. And that salvation, look at this now. The fathers, their hearts turned to the children, and you see the book of Acts chapter 10 taking place. Where now Peter goes to the house of Cornelius, and the Holy Spirit touches the Gentiles. And then they realized, just a moment, this thing, the kingdom, was also, the blessing was also for the Gentiles. But the hearts of the fathers turned to the children. The hearts of the Hebrew church turned to the Gentile nations, the children. And they began to go out. Paul was persecuted. Where? They went to Antioch. They went to all these places. Why? Because their hearts were turned to who? To their children. Are you following me? They suffered everything, persecution, but they reached out until the gospel is here with you today. Did you understand me? Follow me on this. You will see the mission of who is talking here. For 20 years I waited to say this. I thank God today I'm saying it. Because you say that in the course of time, Israel fell into unbelief. In the course of time, Israel fell into unbelievable unbelief. And he said that the glories of the church will not be completed until Israel enters. Now, can I explain that? Romans 11 is very clear. But look at this. He's saying this. When the gospel was launched, the fathers, Israel, the Jewish church, had a heart for the children, and they came and launched the Jewish Messiah in the Gentile nations successfully. That's why you're worshiping Jesus until today. But in the course of time, they fell into unbelief because of modernism and all these things, right? And now he's saying that he has sent us, sent me with this authority. Are we together? To now come and turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers, and the fathers back to the children, that now Israel may look and see the Jewish Lord, the Messiah. Hold it. That when Israel now looks, if the church worships perfectly in holiness, and the cloud comes, and the God of Israel comes to them, Israel will look and say, just a moment, that is our God. And the hearts of the fathers will be turned to the children, and they will go back and now seek the salvation of the Christ that the children took faithfully, and then they dropped, but the children took. They will come back and say, show us, now we believe. Where is the Messiah? What should we do? What should we do? Did you understand me? This mission was not for Kenya to use for her personal benefit. Oh, you pray for me now, I have a car. Oh, those things are good. That's all right. Why are you doing both hands and outwardly? And outwardly. No. The mission is Israel. Because if, again, let me help you. If the prophets of God will come and execute the mission among the children successfully, and the God of Israel comes in the cloud, and the wounds are healed as it is in the Old Testament, and the rain of Carmel comes, and the creepers of Israel walk, then the church will have seen the God of Israel that was visiting Israel at that time. And then they will have entered the kingdom of that God. But if they continue in sin, as you see, they will not see the cloud. Only here. Then he comes. Courtesy of his messengers. The holiness of his messengers. He comes. Now Israel can see. And even them now can see Christ. And that when you are connecting the church to this ancient God of Israel, this cloud and the wells and the rain and what, you are essentially connecting the church to the kingdom of God. Because Israel is the kingdom of God. That is undebatable, undiscussable, unimpeachable, irrevocable. That is called God's sovereign choice. It is not placed up for discussion. Did you understand the mission to come and preach? Oh, yes. I have a battery of scriptures I want to plow through, but this is serious stuff. I longed for 20 years to reveal to you the purpose of this mission. But I wanted to enjoy your story with Jesus. How you are running with creepers and dancing in the rain. I loved that. You understand? I said, one day I'll tell them. One day I'll tell them. 20 years, 20, I waited. Until this particular day. To tell you that the mission is to connect the hearts of the fathers to the children. And I'm saying so because of the following. Look at this now. That when the church began, there was unbelievable animosity between Israel and the first church. The synagogues. They persecuted the church, persecuted anyone who loved Jesus, persecuted, even murdered. And that situation is not right for the Lord. And he sends this principle to fix it. So that the family of God may be one family. Do you understand? Do you now understand the preaching? Why I sit next to the Israeli ambassador and speak about Israel and tell them that the church and Israel need to bring. In fact, out of this speech, they said, no, we need to take it to the Knesset now in Jerusalem to give the speech on the Jewish roots of Christianity. Serious. Muy serio in Portuguese. But you see, that to connect the hearts, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Who are the fathers? The fathers are the ones that have wisdom. Number one. Number two, the fathers are the ones that have the word. Number three, the fathers are the ones that had counsel, wise counsel. The fathers are the ones that cared for the children, protected them, provided for them, had authority. They were the opinion leaders, the influencers of the society. They are the space setters, the standard setters in society, the moral beacons of society. Moral beacons. Are we talking? And that when they came to the children, the Gentile church, they transmitted those values and virtues to the Gentile church. And that the Gentile church, those that have carried those virtues right, need to turn back and now walk correctly and have what? The God of Israel visit them. You simply need to walk right. And this happens. And then Israel will see this as evangelism. God calling them. Because they will say, but that's our God. So let's go step by step. We don't have much time. I think somebody would have to read. So the fathers therefore refer to a previous generation of Israel. The seed of Abraham. You can call it the ethnic Israel, right? Can we read a little bit about the children in a hurry? Somebody just read because I don't have much time now. Romans chapter 9, 7, real quick before we go to Galatians 4, 19. Now we don't have much time. Ay, yeah, yeah. Always there is no time in this house, right? Ay, always no time, right? We are live on air. Can you read the book of Romans 9, 7, now we are the children?
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all the children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Very powerful. And then read Galatians 4, 19, I will explain together. Galatians 4, 19.
My my little children, of whom I travail in birth against, until Christ be formed in you.
That is it. Even when, so there's so much I'm going to explain together. Even when Jesus is sitting with them at the Last Supper, he calls them little children. Is that John 13:33? Read it. Referring, let him finish first. John 13:33. I can read it if you can't.
Little children, yet a little while I am with you, ye shall seek me.
He calls them little children. Those are now disciples. Those are big people. And later he says, then shall you hear from the temple, from the mouth of babes, that Hosanna to the Son of God, Hosanna to the Son of David, right? Were those little babies in a hand suckling, and then all of a sudden they say, are they little babies? So you have to understand the contextualization, the context under which he says children. And so those, if you read John chapter 3 verse 3, it says, unless a man be born again and become like these little children here, a child, now born again, I've received first, beginning to learn, now learning from the fathers, learning the ropes of salvation, the ropes of moral purity, the standards of the beacons of holiness in your life, right? They are the children. So the contextualization is what I'm raising here. That was a Hebrew, those are disciples. But now, transliterate or transplant that to the church. Transpose it to the church. Now you find you understand now that the church are the children. Because those who are followers of Jesus. Because we saw that the fathers are the opinion shapers, opinion leaders, teachers. They have the word. They have the wise counsel, the wisdom. But the children are followers. They are learning. They are taking counsel and everything, instruction. Did you understand? So in the context of Israel, you will become now the children. So the mission is to turn the heart of Israel to you and your heart to Israel. So that we may stop this thing of anti-Semitism in the church. I told you that the greatest Christian country called Germany, it's called Bundesland. Germany is called Deutschland. The greatest Christian country became anti-Semitic and killed 6 million Jews. That needs to stop now. Because anti-Semitism has now gone to Britain, to where, to every country. South Africa is doing his thing at the court until the Lord shouted the dream, South Africa, South Africa, who cursed you? So did you understand? So there is no better time at which now this ministry needs to come in than now when the whole world has turned against Israel. Okay, so I don't know whether awake or sleep, but whatever. So, there is no other time. This ministry is beyond Kenya. Amen. You can now tell the center theme is to bring the people of God back. Can I now explain this? So across time, the people of God fell. They fell into unbelief. And so the Lord is crying for his people. And that hour is coming when he will finally bring his people into his fold to Jesus to make a people ready and prepared for the Lord. And we have seen the threefold mission to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Now you know what that means. To turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Now you know what that means. Can I move forward with that now? Now, across time, that has changed. You're like, what do you mean? And then I'm like, hold it a second, I'll explain, right? Right? Across time. Do you remember Luke 7, chapter 1, verse 17? To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. But because of the hardening of hearts, now they became enemies of the gospel. So the fathers was equal to the wisdom of the just. Do you remember that? Yes, we said naturally so, right? And then the children equal to the disobedient, right? But now, It is the other way round. That the fathers have become babies. They successfully launched the Messiah, but fell out of faith. Am I complicating you? If not, I stop it here. Until we're getting it. Yes, so you have to see it in the broader spectrum, the mission, the complete cascade of the mission I am on. It's not just Israel, it's the church and everybody, right? But most importantly, to bring God's people back to faith. That's why if these are precursors, they are powerful precursors, right? They speak volumes, right? That the connection is happening, right? The connection is happening. Are we together? Yeah. The wisdom of the just. And the church now are walking in wisdom, right? Now the mission is to go get the fathers. Because we had equated fathers, the wisdom of the just, but it looks like the children is now equatable. And the father is now equatable to disobedient. You understand? So that is now the reason for the anointing. Now are you understanding better? Step by step. It was not meant for here and now. A lot of...